1528. In the heart of the English royal court, the in crowd of the Tudor era gathers for a party of the year. King Henry VIII spares no expense to provide the most extravagant entertainments in Europe, and tonight is no exception. Little wonder the court of Henry VIII is infamous for excess and extravagance and the stench of decadence. But tonight is more than a mere party. It is a battleground. Beneath the brocade and curtsies and the chivalrous conversation, something is rotten in King Henry's court. 13 men, 99 days, 1,400 miles through blistering cold and unforgiving terrain. The goal? To recreate one of history's most grueling journeys, the 1911 race to the South Pole between Norwegian Roald Amundsen and Englishman Robert F. Scott. Amundsen claimed the prize. Scott and his men paid with their lives. Was it circumstance or stubborn leadership that led one man to glory and another to death?